Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. The terrific Joe Louis Walker, a blues guitar innovator, is scheduled as the final act in this year's Muncie Three Trails Music Series. NPR has called him a legendary, boundary-pushing icon of modern blues. So you'd have to be pretty good to be the opening act for Joe Louis Walker, right? And sure enough, a young blues artist from Chesterfield, just outside Anderson, stopped by the other day. This is him warming up his acoustic guitar. Not the electric guitar he plays in shows, but just something he brought along for our chat. Meet Zach Day. He has played at Stevie Ray Vaughan's in Louisville, the Slippery Noodle in Indianapolis, many other places. He has a new CD out, Redefined. Not bad for a guy who just finished his sophomore year at Ball State.
Done with a two-hour blues lesson or jazz lesson, so trying to switch the brain over a little bit.
What are you doing there? Is this a sort of a warm-up? Is this something that get your fingers limber, or you just
This is kind of an idea from one of the songs off my recent album. It's kind of mixing aspects of groove and jazz harmony in with my idea of blues.
I want to ask you about your idea of blues. I bet a lot of people have their own ideas about what that is.
I think it probably started back in the fields, but I think it's easy to kind of put Robert Johnson as the father, the grandfather of the blues, and kind of place him as being the creator of what we know as modern blues, kind of having that real delta. He kind of started that delta sound.
What's the Robert Johnson song that you point to and you say, this is what I'm talking about?
Really early 1930s, 31, 32, 33, down in there was when he was cutting some of those first albums. And some of the songs that people would know would be Sweet Home Chicago, Dust My Broom, some of the great blues standards, you know. And he kind of did this thing too. And that's kind of that idea is what created a lot of the feel of a lot of the songs.
So technically, the blues means is it a progression? Are there certain chords that make it up?
Yeah, this is where a lot of musicians kind of have a different idea of blues, because a lot of people would think it would be a normal 12-bar blues progression that would be like... A lot of people would consider that as blues, and don't get me wrong, that is definitely blues, but I think that there's a lot more to it than that. I think lyrically there's blues, you know, there's certain things that it's just blues, you know, and I think musically, I think that is categorized, but I think things can be different musically and also be categorized as blues.
We recently lost B.B. King.
Yes. He kind of revolutionized the blues in a sense that kind of brought in the intensity and the energy, bringing his band would drop things down low to a whisper, and then they'd bring it back up to just a scream. You could hear one note, just one note, and note was B.B. King, and just kind of that. And where other guys like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Albert Collins, Albert King, some of the other greats, you could hear notes and note was them, but they started sounding, if you took away the tone of their instrument and the difference, a lot of their note choices would start to sound the same because they were influenced very similarly. But I think with B.B. King, he just came out with that sound that was just completely different than anybody else. And it was a huge loss for the blues world and the whole music world.
Is there a song of his that you learned?
I think probably one of the most common, I would say, is The Thrill Is Gone. Yeah, it's real. You hear it and you know, oh, B.B. King, you know. And it's the same way with How Blue Can You Get, which is one of my personal favorites. It's because it mixes the words with, and then at the end it has the, I gave you a brand new Ford, you said I want a Cadillac, I bought you a $10 dinner, and you said thanks for the snack, I let you live in my penthouse, you said it was just a shack, now I gave you 7 children, and now you want to give them back. And it just mixes so much of BB's lighthearted feel, because, I mean, a lot of people think of the blues is just feeling bad and feeling down, where BB meant, you know, it's, I don't feel bad and I don't feel down when I play. He said, it makes me feel good.
Can you play a little bit from that song? Because for those of us not familiar with it.
How blue can you get?
I've been downhearted, baby. Ever since the day we met. I said I've been downhearted, baby, ever since the day we met. Our love is nothing but the blues, baby, and baby, how blue can you get?
Kind of that idea where, and then he goes into that later and it just, he kind of hits it, the section goes thump 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 thump, and it's just real neat the way he transitions into that.
You know what some of that makes me think of, sort of the call and response thing, is that,
yeah,
a feature,
sure,
of it?
Yeah, and the call and response is such a huge idea in blues, and especially more in traditional blues, where, and I really truly think this began in the fields, where somebody would be making up lyrics on the spot and they'd sing them, and then the rest of the people would sing it back. And so it's really neat the way they do that. And a lot of Robert Johnson songs would have really started doing that with Sweet Home Chicago, come on, baby, don't you want to go? I said, come on, baby, don't you want to go? And just that call and response is such a huge idea in blues.
Zach Day, the young blues musician opening for Joe Louis Walker at Muncie's Cannon Commons on October 3rd. Details at Muncie3TrailsMusicSeries.org. His new CD is Redefined, available on iTunes and Amazon.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
There is an aspect of this kind of music that lends itself to a spontaneity. You could almost make up something on the spot. Summer's almost over, baby. Time to get back to Muncie or something.
Oh, yeah. That would be the blues, I'd say.
Almost time to get back to school. You're a senior at Ball State, right?
I'll be a junior.
You're a junior.
So,
okay.
Yes.
And you're studying music.
I just switched my major to jazz, which is the new major here at the university that we just got. This will be the first semester for it. So I'm really looking forward to start that with Mark Buscelli and Scott Rautenberg.
And while going to school, you're also building a music career. You've been playing Louisville. Some of the places you've been playing pretty...
Yeah, we've been doing Buddy Guy's Legends up in Chicago, which is just, it's a fantastic venue. I mean, not many places around here you can go and it's going to be packed out, people paying $20 just to get in the door and then buying their drinks and their food just to watch the music. And I mean, we play at the Slippery Noodle down in Indianapolis, and we play at Stevie Ray Vaughan's down in Louisville, and we do a lot of the bigger festivals and fairs in the state, but there's just something about playing in some of the blues clubs that I love, you know. And it started back when I played at Ground Zero Blues Club in Clarksdale, Mississippi, as we talked about, you know. It's just...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is this the Robert Johnson story?
Yep, sure.
Tell me
is.
That story.
They say down there at the intersection that Robert Johnson went down there and sold his soul to the devil. All his friends account that he was just an average musician, average vocalist, average guitar player, average writer, and he kind of disappeared for a couple months and came back and was the best. Like, nobody was even close. He was cutting edge in his sound. He just had a total new flavor to his tone and to everything. And
this story has made its way into pop music. So you have Eric Clapton, Crossroads, right?
Yeah, and that song was actually written by Robert Johnson back in the day. And it started out just being a very, very traditional sounding blues.
Can we hear just a little smidge of that?
Yeah, for sure. Now, you'll notice I picked up this other guitar, and it's a really old guitar. It's really cheap, but it has just a certain sound for... And so, I mean...
You're not holding this guitar the way we normally see someone do it. It's across your lap.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of the old Delta boys would have done it that way. I recently started playing more lap steel. I actually wrote a song that was kind of a homage to Robert Johnson. It's called The Traveler, and it kind of has a lot of Robert Johnson's characteristics, but it has like a more modern drive to it. And it kind of mixes my enjoyment of the old Robert Johnson style, and it mixes in some of the aspects of what it might have been like in the fields.
Yes, that sounds old school. Let's hear that. So Robert Johnson wrote this song. Was it autobiographical? Was he saying, this is what happened to me? Or
I think he was. I think he was saying, I went down to the crossroads. I fell down on my knees, you know, and he says it, and he really pushes the story throughout his whole life and dying at a very young age. No one knowing how he died. A lot of people say he was poisoned, but a lot of people would say that the legend held true and the devil took his soul. But no one knows where he's buried. I think there's 6 different graves in Mississippi.
So you went down to this little town in Mississippi knowing the story, and that's why you were there?
Yep, for the own reason. It's down in Clarksdale, Mississippi. I went down to Ground Zero Blues Club, and I played with Josh Razorblade Stewart and Terry Big T Williams that night. It was really the first time I'd been on stage. We got out there, and we played till about 2 o'clock, and then afterwards... I told my dad, I was about 16 at the time, and I said, let's go down to the crossroads. I said, I have to play before we leave, because we were leaving to go to Memphis the next day. And he said, okay. So we went down, we parked down the road a little bit, and I walked over there with my guitar, and about 2 o'clock, I sat down, and I just play a couple... lines, you know, and the legend goes that you play under the crossroads... You play at the crossroads, it's under a tree, and the devil will pull up in a car. And if you want to sell your soul to him, he only goes to those who he believes worthy, which, you know, is good for the legend no matter what, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm playing, and all of a sudden, about 2 o'clock in the morning, a car pulls up. And I'd been reading all about the legend, you know, so I'm pretty stressed out at that point. But I keep playing, my music, and probably sat there about 5 minutes. The car sits there the entire time. I decide, you know, it's probably time I should get out of here, get to bed. And it's just one of those things where I'm glad I didn't look in the car, because it's a pretty good story now to say, you know, yeah, the devil pulled up there by me, you know. But,
well, you're still pretty good anyway, even though you didn't make a deal.
Thank you.
So here's what Clapton's version sounds like. I went down to the crossroads, fell out. But the way it sounded when Robert Johnson did it would have been a little different, right? I mean, obviously, Eric Clapton's had his interpretation. What's the original sound like?
And then he'd sing, and I'm not going to try to butcher that song, but that's not, for this guitar, it's in a little different key than what I would do it in.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But yeah, and it still has some of that driving characteristic that Eric Clapton, his twist on it kind of had, but it has just that Delta down home feel that's really nice. Thank you.
Zach Day, blues guitarist and Ball State Junior majoring in music, who's opening for Joe Louis Walker in the Muncie Three Trails Music Series at Cannon Commons in October. I went to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. Had a lot of burn my mercy.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
There were any number of American and British and other pop artists who adopted elements of the blues.
Classic rock in the time, everybody was, every single player was playing some blues licks in there. And I mean, it goes now to where most people don't realize it, but John Mayer is heavily, heavily rooted in blues. I mean, huge fans of B.B. King, huge fans of Stevie Ray Vaughan, Albert King, and Jimi Hendrix. And just, he even travels with the blues trio every 5 or 6, 7 years. And
Stevie Ray Vaughan has a unique kind of sound, right? Just might point to B.B.'s.
It's kind of a different
Crossfire.
Place. Yeah, for sure.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah, he has a real heavy rhythm hand. I mean, he things like Pride and Joy. It just has that. It has that drive and that force behind it. That's, I mean, sounds so fantastic on a modern electric guitar. And he kind of came in where if B.B. King was playing and Albert King was playing, Stevie would have came in. And it just has that, it's harder to do on an acoustic guitar than an electric, but it just has that Texas sound that Texas is known for having, that real fiery blues sound.
You're a songwriter. Are there tunes that you're listening to that inspire you, or are you more jazz influenced now that you're majoring in that?
I still listen to everything. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of jazz just to kind of pick up with idiomatic things that are in jazz that are kind of standard, just so I can play more like that. But when I listen for writing, I still listen to a lot of the same things I would have listened to, but I've kind of branched it out. I like, though a lot of people think it's weird that I say this, I listen to a lot of country for writing. I think a lot of country artists are just fantastic writers.
You mean lyrically or the music?
Lyrically.
Yeah, oh, lyrically.
George Strait, obviously, where it's just, it just doesn't get much better than that with the storytelling kind of aspect to it. And even on my new CD, it's not a traditional 12-bar blues like most people would think of. It's a lot more cutting edge with, it mixes, certain songs have that storytelling aspect that country has, but a lot of the songs have parts of jazz harmony. I'm not saying it's jazz music by any means, because I still truly think it has a bass in blues. I think that people are going to hear it and they're going to say, oh, that's blues. And a lot of that's by the lead guitar tracks on it. But harmonically speaking, chord, like very. And, you know, I tried to mix enough different genres that I love. Because I think of myself, I really enjoy funk. I really enjoy groove music, jazz, country. Certain people in pop, I'm not going to say there's many, but people like John Mayer, I really appreciate, and even older stuff, you know, but it pulls in a lot of my influences.
Part. Your parents have really supported your career. Your father took you to Memphis, on your whole Southern tour when you were
a teenager? Yes, for sure. Just a huge support from them. You know, I wouldn't have been able to do a lot of the things that I've done. Like, the first CD that we cut, he paid for it, and I paid him back, but he put the money out up front, you know, and I wouldn't have been able to come up with that money up front. But he's bought all the gear. Now I've paid him back for a lot of it, but I've been very fortunate to have parents who are very, very excited about what I do. They come to every single show. My dad actually sings with me most of the time. So in most of the blues stuff. Now, on the original CD, I sing everything except the last tune is called Little by Little, and it's a blues standard, and he sings on that.
You know, there's this issue now of music rights and distribution. It's getting harder to make a living in this business.
It's hard to make it in, and then once you're in, everyone's illegally downloading music these days, so nobody's paying for most of what they get. I mean, maybe they'll buy a single off iTunes of the new pop song that's out, but as far as songwriters go, I mean, it'd be hard for a lot of people in the past who have made huge careers to even make it in today's market.
So Darius Rucker switches over to country. Do you ever see yourself maybe going to Nashville or something like that?
No, for me, Nashville is, it just seems like where everybody tries to go trying to get discovered, and I don't ever see myself switching to country. I mean, really, we're in a pretty good area because you're a few hours from Chicago, you're a few hours from Louisville, you're not too far from Nashville, you're not too far from Memphis.
Detroit,
yeah, we have some family down in Florida that we can go stay at if we want to tour down there.
So your new CD, Redefine, can be found on iTunes, and hopefully people will support the local guys.
Yeah, that would be great.
Including Zach Day. Is there a tune that you're working on now that you're thinking about?
There's a tune called The Traveler that I've been kind of messing around with some. We've been performing it live. It's not on the CD, but it's and it kind of pays homage to Robert Johnson and some of the old traditional blues artists.
I'm traveling this road and I don't know which way to go.
You're having fun.
Yeah, for sure. I'm enjoying it.
If people want to catch up with you, you're on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook at Zach Day and Full Throttle Official, or you can find me at Zach Day, ZachDay. You can find us on there. You can contact me from my my website, ZachDayMusicProductions.com. And we're going to be all over Indiana. So any part that you're in, we're gonna be there at some point over the summer.
Zach Day, the young blues musician opening for Joe Louis Walker at Muncie's Cannon Commons on October 3rd. Details at Muncie Three Trails Music Series.org. His new CD is Redefined, available on iTunes, Amazon, among other places. And that is our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beauty Rest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.